If he'd not rushed out of the tall grass, Roland thought, that would be me in Moidred's grip. Oh, he sent his teeth deep into one of the spider's legs. In the firelight, Roland could see the coin-sized dimples of the bumbler's jaw muscles as he chewed deeper still. The thing squalled, and its grip loosened. At that moment, Oi might have gotten free had he chosen to do so. He did not. Instead of jumping down and leaping away in the momentary freedom granted him before Mordred was able to reset his grip, Oi used the time to extend his long neck and seize the place where one of the thing's legs joined its bloated body. He bit deep, bringing a flood of blackish-red liquor that ran freely from the sides of his muzzle. In the firelight, it gleamed with orange sparks. Mordred squalled louder still. He had left Oi out of his calculations, and was now paying the price. In the firelight, the two writhing forms were figures out of a nightmare. Somewhere nearby, Patrick was hooting in terror. Worthless whoreson fell asleep after all, Roland thought bitterly. But who had set him to watch in the first place? "Put him down, Mordred," he shouted. "Put him down, and I'll let you live another day. I swear it on my father's name." Red eyes, full of insanity and malevolence, peered at him over Oi's contorted body. Above them, high on the curve of the spider's back, were tiny blue eyes hardly more than pinholes. They stared at the gunslinger with a hate that was all too human. "My own eyes," Roland thought with dismay, and then there was a bitter crack. It was Oi's spine. But in spite of this mortal injury, he never loosened his grip on the joint where Mordred's leg joined his body, although the steely bristles had torn away much of his muzzle, bearing sharp teeth that had sometimes closed on Jake's wrist with gentle affection, tugging him toward something Oi wanted the boy to see. "Ache," he would cry on such occasions, "ache, ache."